91X News.
It's 7 degrees with light rain. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. 401 to eastbound near Napanee is currently closed while the Special Investigations Unit conducts an investigation into a crash early this morning. Around 1:45 a.m., Napanee officers notice a vehicle heading eastbound on the 401. Officers identified the female driver as being wanted by another police service in relation to an assault and theft that night. When the suspect fled the scene, she lost control, rolled her vehicle, and was ejected. She was rushed to Kingston General Hospital with serious injuries. It's unknown at this time when the highway will be reopened. Community members are invited to a Return to Learn information session at Loyalist College Wednesday. The session starts at 4 p.m. in the Kente Building, room 3H11. Return to Learn provides an opportunity for mature students to explore full-time, part-time, and distance options at Loyalist College. The Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police would like to see crime prevention measures in an omnibus crime bill set to pass in Parliament tonight. Chief Dale McPhee says his group supports the bill because it deals with serious crimes. However, he points out that police cannot simply arrest their way out of the troubles facing the country. But Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says the time for talk is over and the time for action is now. Health Canada says the two brands of birth control pills appear to be associated with higher rates of blood clots than others. The two are Yasmin and Yaz, sold by Bayer, the German pharmaceutical giant. A review of the drugs undertaken by Health Canada shows that the risk of blood clots in women taking Yasmin and Yaz is between 1.5 and 3 times higher than other birth control pills. Blood clots are a rare but well-known side effect associated with birth control pills. Health Canada says that this means that you might see blood clots in 1.5 to 3 women per 10,000 taking Yasmin and Yaz compared to 1 per 10,000 women taking other birth control pills. The department says that the labels for the two drugs have been updated to reflect the increased risk. That's 91X News to 401. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
The Coburg Cougars would like nothing more than to end the Wellington Dukes 10-game winning streak. The Dukes haven't lost in a month and have vaulted over the Cougars in the OJHL's East Division. The Dukes are a point in front of the Cougars, and with a win in Coburg tonight, they will move within 5 points of the first-place Trenton Golden Hawks. The game gets underway in a little under 3 hours. The Toronto Maple Leafs are looking forward to face any team not named the Boston Bruins. The Leafs lost both games in a home-and-home series versus the Bruins last week, getting outscored 10-4 on the way. It's on to New York tonight, where the Leafs visit the Red Hot Rangers. The Broadway Blue Shirts have won 8 of their last 10 games. Two slumping Eastern Conference teams will meet up in Ottawa. The Senators are coming off 2 losses on the road as they play host to the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are mired in a 3-game losing skid. At the other end of the standings, the two best teams in the East are set to do battle in Pittsburgh. The Penguins are on a 3-game winning streak as they welcome the Bruins, who had a near-perfect November, winning 9 of 10. Other games include the Washington Capitals visiting sunny Florida to take on the Panthers, and the Phoenix Coyotes are in the Windy City to face the Blackhawks. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x weather.
91x weather. Today, periods of rain, temperature setting near 8. Tonight, periods of rain change to periods of snow overnight with a risk of freezing rain overnight. Low of 0. Tonight, cloudy, or Tuesday, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries, risk of freezing rain early in the morning, and a high of plus 3. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a low of minus 2 and a high of plus 1. It's 7 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.